Tell me about your involvement with the National Cancer Moonshot Initiative.
When you look at the goals of the moonshot that the vice president has put forth, Delaware has actually been doing a lot of those since 2002. And so what our role right now in the state is to jack it up another level and not rest on our laurels, pulling together the clinicians, the scientists, outreach people, and making a further dent in the treatment and prevention of cancer.
What are some unique collaborations part of the moonshot?
Probably our most unique, two collaborations. Our most unique one is with the Wistar Institute Cancer Center in Philadelphia, which we started in about late 2012, where we can take very, very highly qualified, bright scientists at Wistar, have them collaborate with our high-quality clinicians here at the Cancer Center, where we see the majority of the cancers in the state of Delaware, have them collaborate to get how rapidly we can move new discoveries from the lab into the community. It's one of the things that the vice president has on the moonshot. It's taking too long for discoveries to get out into the community. 10, 17 years is too long. So how do we pick up that pace? And in very early in this partnership with Wistar, we've demonstrated that we can pick up that pace. I think the other is a community cancer center like Helen F. Grand that has the Center for Translational Cancer Research, which is an environment where scientists, again, are working with clinicians to find better treatments, better prevention modalities, better imaging.
What are some of your major goals right now?
Well, I think our major goal right now is to do something about lung cancer. It still ends up being the number one mortality in the state. If you add up all the deaths from prostate cancer, colon rectal cancer, breast cancer, they still don't add up to all the deaths from lung cancer every year. It's the equivalent of a 747 crashing in this country every day. We would never tolerate that in this country. And so we tolerate lung cancer in this country. We need to do a better job on the research side, and we need to do a better job with smoking cessation and educating our young people to stay away from tobacco products.
How will you measure the initiative's success?
Success of the initiative is dropping the cancer incidence and mortality in the state, just like we've done with colorectal cancer since 2002. That's the ultimate metric. When you're talking about prevention, when you're talking about better treatments, better imaging to detect cancers in early stage, your two metrics are what's happening to your incidence and what's happening to your cancer mortality.
How long do you think it will take for some of these breakthroughs to be discovered?
I think you're not going to see much change in the next few years. You're probably not going to see much change in the next decade. Cancer cells are the smartest cells on the planet. Putting an individual on the moon was very simple compared to the complexities of cancer cells and cancer.
What do you see as some of the solutions to helping eradicate cancer?
I think if you look at cancer, it's certainly, there's no question that it's genetic. Again, you have to distinguish between hereditary cancers and the genetic environment. It's not the same. But I think when you look at the results of the Cancer Genome Atlas Project and the human genome results, that's what it comes down to. And the problem is that cancers are very complex. They have many, many, many genetic mutations. And targeting those and knowing what mutations are what we call the driver mutations that are really going to make a difference, as opposed to the passenger mutations that are not, that's real critical in research today. And that's what Dr. Eric Kamesh is doing with gene editing and some of his collaborative efforts. Where are those driver mutations? How can you edit mutations so you can, in cell lines, test new drugs that can subsequently be brought into the patient population?